The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. The Gospel for this day, St. Luke 2, verse 21. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Those of us who are, let us say, somewhat older can remember a time when the year 2000 seemed to be far away in the distant future. Yet here we are today, well into the third decade of the 21st century. This past year has yet again gone by very quickly for me, perhaps also for you. And every year seems to go faster the older we get. It often seems as if that at some point in life, the fast forward button is pushed, and then the years really fly by. And such thoughts as these easily come to mind as one year comes to an end and a new year dawns on the world. As Christians, we belong both to time and to eternity. We come into this world at a particular time and a particular place, and our Maker has already numbered all our days. But in baptism, we are born again through water and the Holy Spirit, and are thereby given eternal life in Christ, whose birth we again celebrate. In that beloved Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, we sing, mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. As those baptized into Christ, we are creatures not only of time, but also of eternity. And all our days are lived under the mercy of him who was born as at this time to save us. And it's surely a very happy thing that we celebrate the turn of the year in the light of our Savior's birth. 8 days after his birth, the infant Lord was circumcised and given the holy name of Jesus. He was circumcised to fulfill the law of God, first given to Abraham. As the perfectly obedient Son of the Father, Jesus fulfills the ancient law for us and in our stead. And in doing that, he fulfills all righteousness for us who have no righteousness of our own that avails before God. And the drops of blood which flow as the Holy Child is circumcised point forward to the torrent of blood that will flow on the cross when there he answers for all our sin as our Savior. And it was on this 8th day after his birth that the Christ child was given the holy name of Jesus, the name revealed by the angel before he was even conceived in the womb. The name Jesus literally means the Lord saves. Jesus, the Lord, saves. And because Jesus is not only the Son of Mary, but also God the Son, the name Jesus is the human name of one of the Holy Trinity, as we just sang in the hymn before the sermon. Jesus, name of wondrous love, human name of God above. Jesus, name of wondrous love, human name of God above. As we look back over the year that has ended, we will, unless we are utterly deluded and spiritually blind, find much that we must repent of, much for which we must humbly ask forgiveness. No human being can possibly remove the burden of our sin against the majesty and the tender mercy of God. God alone can do that. And the holy name of Jesus tells us that God did. Jesus, the Lord, saves. As the angel of the Lord said to Joseph in a dream, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And because he is our Jesus, all that's been wrong and mean and ugly and hateful in the past is fully and freely forgiven all who turn to him in sorrow for sin and simple trust in his unfailing mercy. Because he is our Jesus, the past is forgiven, and the future is safe. The name of Jesus tells us that too. You may remember that the Hebrew form of the name Jesus is Joshua. Joshua, that great leader who after the death of Moses led the children of Israel across the Jordan River into the promised land. Jesus is our Joshua, who leads us safely through all our wanderings in a sin-sick world into the promised land of heaven. That is as certain as Jesus' glorious resurrection from the dead, opening the kingdom to all believers. No wonder a poet wrote, "Lord Jesus, be our constant guide. Then when the word is given, bid Jordan's narrow flood divide and land us safe in heaven." No one can possibly know with certainty what the future holds. But we do know with certainty the one who holds the future in his nail-scarred hands. He is our Lord, our Emmanuel, God with us. He is our Jesus. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. ¶¶